You're listening to
Pillow Talk.
Hello and welcome to episode 1 of Pillow Talk. Today is Friday, July 12th, and this podcast is going to kind of be about, if you didn't listen to the first one, this one's going to be, if you listened to the first one, this one's going to be a little different. What we're going to do is we're going to have one person every night bring a news article or a topic that we're going to discuss, and we're just going to kind of go free form. Whoever wants to has an opinion, wants to talk about it, just throws their hat in the ring and goes for it. So that's a little different from what we did on episode 0, because I did post that. And the way that one worked is what we were going to do was bring, each person was going to bring their own article, and we were going to go around and do it about 20 minutes per person, about an hour podcast. We're going to try to cut this one down a little bit. We're going to try to stay between the 30 and 45 minute range, and we're going to do one article per episode. That way we can maybe focus in on that one, because we did episode 0 and it was very long. It was about an hour by itself before the edits. So let me introduce everybody. We have Ellen.
Hello. I'm so honored to be first again. Yay.
First again. And next up we have Leth.
Hello all.
And last but not least, we got Ekat with us.
Hey, what's up? He's going first again because she has a vagina, right?
Is Ekat coming in really quiet? Anybody else?
It's coming a little quiet, but I understood what he said. I'll rehash it for him. He said, he's going first, right, because she has a vagina.
And the answer is yes.
Yes.
See, I have him cranked all the way up, and he is... Oh, you know what? I have the fucking sliders backwards. I have Leth cranked all the way up, and Ekat all the way down. Try it again, Ekat.
What's up?
There we go. That is much better. Alright, so that's we got everybody here. Ellen, you want to go ahead and reveal the topic? So the way we do this is nobody has any idea except for the person bringing the topic that night what we're going to talk about, and we all just kind of hash it out and go over it. So Ellen, go ahead.
Okay, it actually was this one little thing that I thought was really fascinating that just happened today, but it's actually part of a much bigger argument. And so I feel like I need to go over all of that, which may stretch it on to fill the whole time, because I was worried it was only going to take like 10 minutes. Today, the funny thing that I wanted to share with y'all, and some of you probably have already known this, today in Texas, the state legislature had to vote on the abortion bill that's made like worldwide headlines, right? Everybody across the planet has been talking about Texas's decision. They were voting on it today. There were a whole bunch of people coming in, protesters, all this stuff. What made headline news today is that state troopers were confiscating tampons and maxi pads. But if you had a carry permit for your gun was still allowed in the courtroom. So people could bring guns and weapons in, but women were not allowed to have tampons or maxi pads because they might be thrown in the Senate.
Well, that makes perfect sense to me. I mean, they have those things thrown around, just nasty.
Yeah, no one's going to throw a gun.
Right. That's a good point.
So that was really their reasoning to confiscate all that?
The statement was, you know, that's perfectly right. I mean, you can't have those things being thrown around a Capitol building.
Well, in all fairness, they were confiscating granola bars as well, and condoms. Condoms weren't allowed either. But the argument was, of course, that some of these women were actually on their periods, and they really did need the tampons and the maxi pads, and they were being confiscated and taken away.
Did they prove it?
I don't know. Yeah. That would be really gross if they had to prove it. But it was kind of interesting. It went, it hit Twitter hard. It was called Tampon Gate. They were trending the crap out of it, talking about it. And by 4 o'clock, they updated and said that Senator Kirk Watson convinced the DPS to stop confiscating tampons and maxi pads because the whole world was blowing up about it. So that was the funny thing. Like, seriously, it was intriguing because this is an abortion case about women's rights and they're confiscating tampons. It was just was not in good taste at all.
This was in the state capitol building?
Yes.
So, yeah, what the hell were women doing there anyways?
Good God. See, I think the bigger story is that they were able to persuade these people to change what was going on when they weren't even there. Social media persuaded these people to change their rules. I think that's quite interesting.
Well, and not just that. I mean, it was the people there, of course, were reporting it, and then Twitter was exploding with it because they were posting pictures. These are all the DPS taking away our stuff. They had pictures of the guys standing there holding tampons and maxi pads. So, yeah, you literally had to be there to know it. But, yeah, Twitter definitely helped.
Right, but what I'm saying is that they wouldn't have changed it. They would have, the people that were going in to the building would have just been like, okay, here's our shit, whatever. There's people arguing, but you know what? They were going to do it to get in.
Right.
If it wasn't for social media, Twitter, probably Facebook had it all over everywhere, is my guess. If it wasn't for them, then they probably wouldn't have changed it. If this was back before all that shit, then I don't think it would have mattered. I don't think it would have even... So why exactly did people have such a problem with it?
With the abortion bill?
No. Turning in their shit.
They just felt it was because they were here arguing an abortion bill that they knew they were going to lose. And in fact, it did pass. So the abortion bill is now in place, which is a really big fucking deal. And it was just the fact that the argument was this abortion bill was taking away women's rights. And so then they take away their tampons. Like, it was just kind of reaffirming, like, what the fuck? You don't give a shit about women and their rights. And Jesus Christ, we're talking about hygiene here, and you fucking are going to confiscate it because you're afraid of it, kind of thing.
Yeah, so, I know, right? I mean, think about the poor janitorial staff, right? Look at all those goddamn seats they're going to have to disinfect now. That was pretty fucked up.
There were several jokes on Twitter as well where, like, celebrities and stuff were commenting that a whole bunch of men in Texas were just standing around staring at a tampon, poking it, going, "What is that? What is that?" Because they were unintelligent, didn't know what it was, you know, what it was for.
Yeah. Well, my thing is, they wouldn't just randomly decide, "I'm going to take away tampons today," because I'm sure they've never done this before. So it must have something. I'm betting money that on Twitter or Facebook or something before this happened, there was people saying, "Bring tampons to throw at people," like it was some underground thing.
I don't know if it would have been that organized.
What lawmaker, you know, is sitting around saying, "You know, we need to make sure they don't have tampons."
Republicans.
No. They had to get the idea somewhere. So I'm sure it was somewhere people were talking about doing it, and that's why they did it. That would be the real story, you know.
Homeland Security picked it up.
The NSA got a hold of it, yeah.
Right. Well,
but I'll tell you what they really
one
had.
One of their catchwords.
Yeah. You know, but the biggest argument, though, about it was not even, okay, you took our stuff away so that it can't be thrown. That was one end. Because, like I said, they took away condoms. They took away Nutri-Grain bars. They took away anything small like that that could be carried in and thrown. What? The problem is they still permitted guns. I mean, yes, you had to have a permit. But the point was you're afraid of my tampon. But as long as I have a permit, it's okay for me to carry my gun inside the courtroom. Like, let alone, we're not going to worry about shooting people here. We're going to worry about throwing tampons across the courtroom. That was their main argument and their main leg to stand on.
Well, I think if you're going to confiscate something on the grounds of danger, endangerment, then confiscate anything that could be endangered. The problem is, no guy is going to give up his gun, and it'd be an even bigger deal, you know, because he has a right to do it. And it's totally sexist, and I agree. It's BS, but...
No, it's not. It's not BS. If they want to have tampons, then they need to have a certificate. Yeah. They need to have a certificate.
A little ID that says we're on our period right now?
A note from a doctor that says she is certifiedly on her period.
Yeah, right. I mean, think about it. Really, they missed the boat, because if they're going to throw them, they're not going to throw the clean ones, right?
Oh.
Yeah, I know, right? And that's what I'm thinking. Like, that would be the dangerous part.
Yeah, and I bet they didn't confiscate those.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. So there you go. But at least I guess, you know, like we said, at about 4 o'clock, they stopped doing that. They let them in because so many people had.
So how did they redistribute these? Did you give two to every woman that left?
I have no clue. They didn't go into that. They just updated and said, this is Huffington Post though. They just updated at 4:43 and said that they were no longer confiscating them. So I don't know if they put your name on it.
What's really funny is, you know, they all gave up these tampons and sanitary napkins and then went directly to the women's restroom inside and picked up some more.
That's a good point. Like, couldn't you just do that? Like, I don't know. I've never been to the state capitol there, so I don't know how it's set up.
How would smuggling?
Well, I'm pretty sure they have women's
restrooms. Wouldn't you be kind of using them as intended?
I guess it depends on what hole you're smuggling them in.
Put in some women's restrooms. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I read that.
But I mean, really, if you are a professional senator or state representative, are you really standing there at the podium worried about a woman throwing a clean tampon at you?
I don't really understand, because you could throw, if it's really danger that they're worried about. I don't think it's so much the danger that they're worried about, other than the point that it would be making. You know what I mean? Because you could throw a fucking shoe. Bush got a shoe thrown at him. You could throw a pencil and do more damage if it hit in the right spot than a fucking tampon. You know what I mean? So I don't know if it's really the danger that they were worried about.
Politically speaking, a single picture with a senator and his tampon in his mouth would not go over well for his career.
That's true.
But all it takes is one good hit, right?
Right.
Political career over.
Well, I mean, they're already, you know, they're already, all the Republicans who are against this and are pro-life are already destroying their career on their own. I mean, they don't need a tampon thrown at them to destroy their career. So.
Well, what do you mean? How are they destroying their careers?
Well, what is it? They were talking about this dude. I did look this up. I'm proud of myself. Todd Akin or Akin from Missouri, U.S. representative. He's the guy who announced in an interview that the female body has ways to try and shut the whole thing down.
Yeah. Yeah.
During rape, yes. So they talk about this is probably his last seat, that he'll probably not go up for re-election because he probably would not be chosen. And they believe he hurt the presidential debate because he was Republican and he made that statement. So before, you know, presidential
are you
election.
Are you saying it's not true?
Yes, I'm saying that's not true.
Do you have some kind of proof to this effect?
Well, I would think, you know, I don't, you know what? I don't have any proof on me right this second, but my general knowledge of the female body and how it works and sexual intercourse, I'm going to call him on his bullshit. He has no idea what he's talking about. No idea what he's talking about.
Yeah. I mean, that was a ridiculous thing to say. Part of me thinks that he just didn't know what the hell he was saying and just kept talking. You know what I mean?
How do you get that far into a conversation to do that, though?
I don't know. He was saying that he had doctors that told him this or that approved of. I don't know. I remember reading all about it a while back, and it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever, like, read in my life. I was like, is this dude for fucking real? Like, it was hard to even believe.
All right. It's pretty clear that, you know, this guy's dumber than a bag of rocks. But, I mean, come on. You know, dumb people have to make a living. If they can't go into politics, where the fuck else can they go?
Yeah, but they shouldn't be in politics.
No, they should be. I mean, what else is dumber than dirt going to do?
Anything fucking else.
Anything but run the country?
Yeah, fucking anything.
Yeah. Well, no, and this is, I mean, it all ties in together. It's kind of interesting. This, of course, the bill that they were passing today had to do with abortions, like I mentioned earlier, and it passed. So only 5 abortion clinics in the state of Texas are now legal, down from 42. So they are, yeah, we lost, or not we, the Texas lost 90% of their abortion clinics. And so...
Do you want to explain the bill a little bit?
Yeah, I looked into it. You know, of course, they try to just gloss over the bills because the bills are horrible. But basically, what the bill was doing was requiring all of the... it was requiring all of the abortion clinics to ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy, regardless of rape or not. The stance on that was you had 5 months to decide if you want an abortion. So you had plenty of time. So now in the state of Texas, after 20 weeks, no matter what, whether you were raped or not, it's a you can't get an abortion. You're stuck. Or you go get it illegally. It also would require that abortions take place in surgical centers, which abortion clinics are not really equipped as. And it restricts, so therefore it would restrict where and when they can take an abortion. Oh, I'm sorry. It would restrict where and when women can take abortion-inducing pills. And that it required all doctors performing abortions to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles. The argument is, of course, is that the Republicans are saying that this makes abortion clinics safer. The Democrats and all the women's rights activists are saying you went about it wrong because it now just effectively shut down all of the abortion clinics and it will cost millions of dollars for them to upgrade to the new standards. So they had no time to do this. So what's going to happen between now and then? It takes time to be admitted at hospitals. It takes time for you to convert your abortion clinic. It takes money that you probably don't have right off the bat. So the point is, you've just cut everybody down to just 5 clinics in the entire state. And Texas is huge. Mm-hmm. So, and then I don't really like the argument either. You had 5 months to decide. Well, the first month is not even a real month. I mean, so that doesn't count. And most, and some women don't find out until the second month. So you're really, you're squabbling over details. And then when you consider the fact that, yes, 20 weeks of pregnancy does not actually equate to 5 months of time. You get, some months are, you know, 4 or 5 weeks. So you can't really say that. I don't know. You just can't. I don't like that argument at all. That's pretty dumb. I agree with them wanting to make them safer. I'm not okay with... I agree that they just went about it wrong. They should not have just given them a cutoff date. Just shut everything down today. Because what about the women tomorrow? What about the women next week? Those places wouldn't have had time to adjust. So, it's a big deal.
So do you think it's all about timing?
I think it was a big deal was created. I don't think it's a big deal. I think this is really about Wendy Davis making a spot in the limelight for herself, because you didn't hear much about her before this. And we can't forget there's 11 other states that have this same law, and it didn't affect the number of abortions or the number of clinics in their states.
So who's Wendy Davis? What, you want to explain who Wendy Davis is?
Wendy Davis is the Texas legislator that went up and took on this issue and wanted to shut this law down. And she lost in I don't remember how many hours she...
13.
13 hours she filibustered against it. But I really kind of feel like she was less about the cause and more about the political limelight. Because I it sounds like it would cut all 5 of them down. But then again, not all 5 of them are the worst, or the rest of them aren't in bad case to meet the law's requirements.
Yeah, I mean, I have to admit, I was a little surprised that they already don't have to be set up like surgical units. I mean, it is a surgery, technically. So I was a little shocked by that. But again, I stand by the fact of just passing a bill that makes it like, oh, it must be ready today. That would probably could have been handled better. because I don't have a problem with making them safer. I don't know if I agree with the 5-month rule, the 20-week rule, but I think it just could have been handled better. And it's actually, I read an article from England, and they are actually flipping out over this too, because I guess, I mean, I don't know, I'm not British, I'm not from there, but I guess when America starts moving towards certain trends, then England follows. I don't know. They were very concerned about, are we next? Because America has done this, and states are doing this in America. And actually what they bridged it to was gay marriage. They said it was very interesting that we're making headway in gay marriage and we're going back in time with abortion rights. And they actually tie it to religious, you know, the religious sects that control some of the politics on these topics. And they were saying that in order to get these religious organizations to agree to gay marriage, they had to make the argument that life is sacred and love is sacred and everybody should do what they want to do and blah, blah, blah. And that also translated to, then if I'm going to protect the life of someone who wants to get married, then I need to protect the life of an unborn child. And so it kind of worked backwards for them. That's just their theory anyway. But I don't know. It's interesting.
So do you think it will lower the number of abortions that happen in Texas? I mean, you're saying right now only 5 places can operate starting tomorrow. I mean, do you think it'll cut, you know, down abortions? Do you think it'll cut down registered or documented abortions, but undocumented ones are going to increase, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, we can look at another state. In the case of Arizona, they had a similar law go into effect, and basically their abortions were reduced by 2.76% because that was the number that occurred after that time. So it's kind of negligible.
2%?
2.76%.
So you're saying, so are you saying that it didn't do what the Republicans said that would do? Basically, their whole goal was to reduce abortions, and it really didn't. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Because, and I don't know Texas stats. I'm only looking at Arizona that went down this path, and only 2.76% occurred after the first trimester. So when they put the law and said you can't do it after the first trimester, well, it only affected those 2.76%.
The women still went and got it done. They just made sure to make the decision before.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I'm just concerned because it's 5. Because that's 5. In the state of Texas, you have Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, San Antonio, and Austin. That's not counting El Paso. That's not counting any other larger type city in between those major, major cities. So where are these 5? And oh my God, like, could you imagine? That would be, oh my God.
So the problem is how many, you think the problem is going to, the difference between Arizona and Texas is going to be how many there are for the amount of people in space, though.
I mean, that seems kind of stupid to talk about, but it is an issue, and considering that there's only 5, okay, so what if all 5 were in San Antonio, or what if all 5 were in Dallas? Those San Antonio women are going to have to travel up there to go get it. Fine. Okay. They have to travel up those 4 or 5 hours to go get it. But then they're going to go, how many other women want abortions? Now you're overlapping the time because they physically can't perform that many abortions. So you're going to have to schedule your abortion and hope it's in the first trimester, because if you get screwed and don't call soon enough, it's in the second trimester and now you can't get one at all. I mean, that's an issue I foresee. I mean, it could be an issue.
Right, in the more concentrated, populated areas, that might very well be an issue. Now, if you schedule it before the cutoff date, do they can't get you in until a little after, you're just effed?
I think the law says that any abortion after 20 weeks is banned. Because they're considering the development of the child. That's why they're going off of.
Right, right.
Is the development of the child is too far at 20 weeks, or the fetus, or the whatever you want to call it.
Right.
I wonder if, I'm just thinking, you know, because that's the problem. The problem is cutting down how many there are. You know, do you think hospitals are, like, OBGYNs are these doctors that were performing at places will start performing them in hospitals or something like that that are already rated surgical centers. You know, I think it would cost more, of course, because then you got to deal with the hospital fees. But I wonder if that'll happen.
No, I doubt it. Hospitals won't allow it. They don't want the press. That's why, because the OBGYNs are the ones conducting them. A lot of them work on staff in hospital or their own personal clinics, but actually travel to an abortion clinic to do abortions. They're not their own clinic, but they're the ones on staff.
Hmm.
I get you.
What is everybody's stance on abortion?
I don't know anything about the time frame and shit like that, but I think a woman has the right to decide. And you know, not, like, there's obviously different cases with rape and whatnot, but I think that if you're in a relationship and shit happens and there's an accident or whatever, then it's the parents' decision what they want to do at that point. If you're in a rape, I think it's the woman's. If you're raped and you can't get that shit shut down fast enough, then I think you have the right to decide whether you want to keep the child or not. I truly think it's an opinion thing.
Well, you're going to get an interesting side effect. I'm not dodging the question. Am I for it or am I against it? I think it's their right to choose. None of my damn business. But there is some interesting shit going down. Like, for instance, you know, we're talking about, you know, oh, these women aren't going to be able to get abortions. Well, you know what? Lots of them couldn't do it in the first place. Lots of them didn't have the money. The average cost is about $550 to go to an abortion clinic. Well, lots of women in areas like the Rio Grande Valley, they didn't have that kind of money. So they'd go to the flea market and buy Cytotec, which is a stomach ulcer drug. That basically, if you take that, it induces a miscarriage. So they were doing it themselves, and they're completely unaffected by these laws over the abortion clinic because you can get Cytotec for about $40.
That's interesting.
Wow.
And dangerous.
That's very horrible, actually.
Yes, it is very horrible, but hey, that's the position that they're in. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have anything to do with whether there's five clinics or 500. As long as it's $550, they're out.
Yeah. They just can't do it.
Yeah. Wow. That's mind-blowing. Well, I'm female. I'm obviously pro-choice. It's none of my damn business. I have no idea what I would do in that situation. I think it changes as I age. I think if I was much younger and I was raped, I may have a different answer. Now that I'm older and married, I know what I would do differently if I accidentally got pregnant as a married woman. If I got raped, I have no idea. I don't think any of us has the right to decide what someone else should do unless we are that person in that situation.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what pisses me off. Okay. Because the people that are making the decision are old fucks. That they view it as, well, we would just take care of it. Well, that's because they're at a point in their life that they can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they don't know these right. people's lives. They don't understand what a teenager's looking at. They forgot all that shit, and they don't feel it at all. They
then
look
they
at it from their own point of view.
And life.
Yes, yes. Right.
So the different. Okay, your question was, what is different now than back then? Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you agree that sex is more prevalent in teenagers now than it was back then when these so-called old fucks, as ECAT called them, were teenagers? Do you think we have sex more now than they did before?
I don't know, because we had the baby boomers and we had the hippies and we had free love and we had all that. So it may
Dad's
been,
it's going down.
Yeah, but well,
oh, really?
I don't know if that's going down to the 90s and these guys are before that. So
yeah, it's really hard to tell. We got to.
I don't really know. I think that kind of thing is different. I don't know, but we know that abortion was illegal back when they were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So
they were of that mindset.
Yeah. Right. And that's what's so intriguing to me is, don't they remember? Don't they remember that women went to kitchens and fucking hangers and shit and found these guys in these back alleys to give them abortions. Don't they remember that if they're from that time frame? Like, I don't understand that mentality.
Well, here's another little interesting side note. One of the clinics that was affected is the one in El Paso.
Hey, sorry about that. At this point in the recording, we had some connection issues. So I edited all the connection issues out, and we're going to try to pick up.
But, the clinics that have been shut down, there have been some fallout that's unexpected. Like, one of the clinics, because of the Texas law that went into effect, is El Paso. Well, El Paso, 30% of their business comes from Mexico, because in Mexico, you can only go to Mexico City. That's the only place that abortions are legal. So now they're really in some serious hurt because, you know, the border cities don't necessarily have the funds to travel to Mexico City.
That's scary.
I'm sorry. Something about Mexico City. I had to take my headphones off because I was choking to death.
Yeah, and Mexico City is the only legal place in Mexico that you can get an abortion. Okay. So everybody's coming to Texas, the border cities, and the El Paso Clinic is one of the ones that will have to close, I don't know for how long, and 30% of their business came from Mexico.
Man.
It's just interesting fallout
from one. That was,
yeah.
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 Yeah, so it could affect multiple countries.
But I'll tell you what, this is the time that you should be buying stock in Cytotech.
Oh.
Yeah, I was probably wrong. Huh? Yeah. A little over the top. My strike that. My bad.
I'll let Seth share his opinion, but I want to come back to that in just a second.
What, his opinion or Cytotech?
Yeah, one.
No, Cytotech.
Oh, no. I guess I don't know if I ever gave my opinion on abortions that we're on.
That I don't think you did. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's just actually it's the same as y'all's. It's not my choice. You know, a part of me, you know, wants to be the, you know, I don't know what it's called. I'll play devil's advocate. You know, and say, I understand why this isn't the case, but it's always kind of miffed me as a guy that I don't have any choice in it, but I know it's not my body, you know? So, and that's kind of what it boils down to. It's not my body. It's not my choice. It's nothing that should be taken lightly, you know, by anybody, but, you know, they have to live with whatever they choose. So I can't tell them how to live their life this way and in the other way. You know, it's not like I can, you know, outlaw burgers because, oh, people could get fat. You know, that's not my, if I don't have the right to do that, you know, it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah. No matter what the situation is, it's going to be a hard decision.
Yeah. I mean,
because even if you are raped, which is horrible, and you end up getting pregnant, which is even more horrible, it's more horrible on top of the already horrible, it's still a part of you. You know what I'm saying? And that still is a hard decision.
Yeah, and that's what one of the women was saying, that unless you've done research or done a lot of time working in rape clinics, even women who are raped, not even women who are, you know, had sex with their boyfriend and got pregnant and that morning after pill didn't work or something like that. Women who are raped who most women would think are justified in wanting an abortion, they even really struggle with getting it. They mm-hmm. still feel horrible about it. They don't want to do it. It's what she reported, at least. Right. I've never worked in a rape clinic, so, yeah.
Okay, are you guys ready to follow ECAD into the world of the conspiracy theorists?
Right behind you, buddy.
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Single file. I put on my aluminum foil hat. Let's do this.
Ooh, good. Nice.
Good.
Nice.
Now, we're still not escaping the NSA, but, you know, we'll risk it because I don't know how many of those are Democrats or Republicans. But actually, this could be a long-term Republican strategy. Because let's look at some of the facts that we've already talked about. The poor, you know, the ones that don't have the funds, they ain't going there anyways. So basically what we're talking about is those that can afford the funds to go. And basically this could be a roundabout way for the Republicans to boost their white minority, because they are a minority now. And the Republicans are right now are talking about, what are they going to do? Are they going to embrace minorities and change their position? You know, as far as things like illegal aliens and allowing them into the country and vote. If they do that, they're going to have to change their position. Or do they double down and do their best to collect the white vote? And maybe this is just a Republican play to increase the number of whites being born by removing their possibilities or restricting them on abortion.
Wow, you have your tinfoil hat on real tight today. That's
planning ahead. That's really far down the road. Yeah. Like, that's like a 20-year plan.
Yeah. And I mean, look at it. There's a lot of white people that don't have.
Some of them could think that far.
Some of them don't have. Even white people don't have the funds, in some cases, to pay $550 for an abortion.
Right.
Wouldn't it be interesting to look at those stats?
It would be. I am a fan of data, so I like looking at stats and data. But now, do you? I don't know. That's really far ahead. That is some freaking planning.
It's an interesting thought. It's a very interesting thought, because look, let's think about, you know, everybody brings up the case of rape. All right, that's often brought up, but it's actually a very small percentage of the number of women that are getting abortions. Particularly, that number is going to plummet too because of the morning after drugs. Because right, wrong, or indifferent, the morning after drugs are being looked at more as insurance against the possibility. Abortion, you know, basically you're in the throes, you know, then there's some really hard decisions that have to come in. And I'm not saying that's right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm just saying it's a psychology that right now is out there.
Yeah, but that was my topic. That was pretty much it.
So. That was a very good one.
Thank you. Thank you. I expect a equally as great and stimulating topic from one of you gentlemen next time.
All right. Who wants to go next?
Guess what it's going
to
be. You know, I can say one word and we'll have a 30-minute conversation, and that is gun laws.
No.
Well, who wants to go next? Let's go be next?
Sure, I'll find a topic.
All right. EK, you're after him. I'm going last. All right, that's going to be it for episode 1 of Pillow Talk. So I'm going to go through and see if anybody has anything to pimp. EK, you got anything to pimp or any shout-outs?
No, except that I think if you're not aware of the game of World of Warcraft, you should get to know them. You should take a shot at that, but don't expect much out of those sorry transmog fucks.
Unless you got anything you want to add, Tim?
Just that if you have any comment or suggestions on anything else, any other topics or this topic we discussed today, leave a comment down below.
Yeah, definitely do. Ellen, do you have anything you want to pimp?
This topic is right up my alley, and I run feminerdcharm.com. I have this new domain, and it's all things from a woman's perspective on gaming and books, reading, and generally the world. I will get on feminist topics like today, but yeah, there you go. Sometimes.
All right, you have to definitely check that out. Her reviews on video games are awesome. They're very clever and funny. And for me, you can find me at fidelistudios.wordpress.com. Make sure you subscribe. I'm going to get this up on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes And please leave a review. Do not forget to leave a review. I love reviews. I have 0 for this one, and I'm guaranteed for this one because it's not up yet. But I have 0 reviews still on iTunes for the Fidelis Guild podcast. If you don't listen to that, you should. You can see me streaming on Twitch. It's at twitch.tv/Titus1821. I stream Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays World of Warcraft. Thursdays, we live stream the Fidelis Guild podcast. So check it out there. If you have any comments you want to leave, questions, anything, you can email me at FidelisTitus@gmail.com. And don't forget to, and if you want to, there's going to be a comment section on the website. If you have any comments you want to leave about this episode and stuff like that, go ahead and leave it there. If you want to have a topic brought up on the show, email me, leave a comment. I'll be checking it. I check it all the time. So just leave a comment if you have anything you want to say, anything you want us to talk about. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. And from me and everyone else, take it easy.
This podcast is part of the Fidelis Studios Network. For more information, check us out at fidelisstudios.wordpress.com.